image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
Then we got into Cain and Adam, and Cain was his firstborn, and I mean the whole line of it and all that. But see what God did? God brought death so that he couldn't have any lineage, eternal lineage. He thought he had won. He didn't think God was going to destroy or cause death to the humankind. Even though Adam lived 930 years, but death, he said, the day that you eat thereof. That's why the devil said, no, God don't mean that you're not going to surely die. See, there was some morsel of truth in that. He didn't think that God was going to cause the cessation of life. He just knew that he'd be apart from God like he was. Do you understand? Anybody else? Genesis 1:26. And God said, let us make man in our image. That's the word image, character, fruit, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, fowl of the air, cattle, earth, every creeping thing that creeps upon the face of the earth. That word dominion is of necessity that we understand that we've passed out of the church age. That don't mean stop coming to church. What church over, y'all? No. The church age. We've entered into the dominion age. I will go as far as to say this way. Something's going full circle.
Yes, sir.
See, the man was created to have dominion. He lost it. God sent his son. He started an ecclesia to bring back another age. So we've gone out of an age into another age. It means the end of something. And in other words, it's the end of Satan's rule.
Amen.
And it's a dominion age where now, listen to me, before Jesus comes, there's going to be a people on the earth. There's going to be a people on the earth walking in the fullness. I know because your life is whack, you might not think so or see so, but there's going to be a people, a remnant of people that are going to walk in the fullness of the Godhead. Just as Jesus did, and the works he did, we will be doing also. And it's already started. Yes, we've had the 30, we've had the 60, we've had, and then comes the 100. We've had the way, the truth, and now the life comes. Amen. So it's going to be contingent upon who has the image. You see, God in the earth is drawn to his image. Not your personality, not your pretty face, not your skill set or your abilities and all of that. He's not drawn to that. He gave you that. That's his anyway. You know, our gift is like a hat. When the time comes, God's going to say, oh, excuse me. Can I have my hat back, please? Put his hat back up on it. It belongs to him. What he is drawn to in the earth realm is himself. His character. And see, initially he created man in his image. No other creature. So he's drawn to man. But man and the world has taken on another image. Jesus told the Pharisees, you are of your father, the devil. And the works or the lusts of your father you will do.
Amen.
The only creature man wasn't given dominion over. Somebody tell me. Other men. Let's not get this twisted. We've been given and assigned dominion over everything but each other. Now, I want to bring some clarity to this because the Bible say husbands rule over your wife. Well, yeah, okay. Let's bring some clarity. You will obey them that have rule. Let's bring some clarity to it. But I want you to understand first, initially God made us where we're not to be ruled over, but we're to rule. Amen. Adam and Eve. The image of God is what gives man. It's the image of God, the character of God, the fruit of God that gives man power to dominate and be in control. If you are dominating something outside of God's character, it's witchcraft. It's oppression. It's the flesh. God never gave us to dominate stuff. You know how people can, with their mind, bend forks and stuff and levitate stuff. They got a little bit of power, But they have no power in the spirit realm. They're mental slaves to those spirits. But those in the image and likeness of God have authority, have reputation in the spirit realm. Amen? Now, whenever you look at another person, look next to you, look at them. Whatever they look like, you see the image of God. You're looking at the image of God. God never gives rulership of a person over another person who is in his image. He gave man community with anyone who has the same image of himself. There's community. We're not an island. You know, I thought to do a demonstration. It whizzed by me so fast early this morning that I didn't do it. But I was going to take a little shot glass and put water in it. Then a pitcher a bunch of shot glasses with water in them and a pitcher and then a larger pitcher. You take all the individual images and you pour them into the pitcher, and that becomes community. See, nobody's to be an island to themselves. We are a body. Amen. Now, it's like water. Water is wet all the time. Is that right? Amen. Tell me sometimes water ain't wet. You touch water, it's wet. Whether it's hot or cold or whatever, it's wet. Well, the image of God is ruler all the time. There's not a time where the image or the character of God is not ruling. Now, what the devil has done, he's perverted some stuff. And so what we have in the world, and sometimes even in the church, is people trying to rule over other peoples and manipulate them and control them and intimidate them. That's witchcraft. As a matter of fact, let me jump ahead of myself a little bit here. If your behavior behind the scenes, at home, or on your job, or when ain't nobody looking, is different than your behavior when everybody's looking, you practicing witchcraft. That's how serious character and image is. True character is what you are when ain't nobody looking and won't nobody ever find out. Water will never stop being wet. Tell somebody, water gonna always be wet. So the image of God will never cease being ruler. I believe it was Paul said, when we ought to be teachers, we still have need of someone to teach us. Some are in a stage of their life like that. No matter what your age. And that is that says that you've only allowed a certain measure of the image of God to develop in your life. And so instead of being a spiritual giant, you're a midget. And come on. Tell somebody he ain't talking to me. I'm just putting it out there for, you know, maybe live stream. Somebody's going to get it. Come on. Where you ought to be. Because you've not allowed. You've not yielded to the degree to allow that flow to number one, kill you. Jesus is a destroyer, as is the devil a destroyer. The devil comes to destroy stuff we don't want destroyed. But Jesus comes to destroy stuff that needs to be destroyed. Amen. So it's a matter of you. And I tell people all the time, stop trying to get something all the time. I'm trying to get this. I'm trying to get God. Stop trying to get God to do something and start receiving. Start yielding to what he has already done. Tell someone it's already done. Stop trying to get your birthday gift from me. Got my gift. I ain't getting you no gift. Let me give it to you. Hey, God said, let me give it to you. Stop trying to get it all the time. The image of God combines with others of his image to form a body or community. God wants a community of his image to rule and dominate and replenish the earth. As I said earlier, the word image is the same as the word character. Now, let's go a little further, because it's something about God's character or the image that he initially made man in. The image of God or the character God has, someone say, it has legal rights. It has legal rights to make demands on whatever God wants to create or make. Amen. Amen. The image of God, the character of God has legal. See, you got to understand about something about the courts of heaven. It's legal. God doesn't do stuff helter-skelter. Heaven is not all out of order. You know, they're not just letting anything go any kind of way and just, you know, trying to mop up stuff. No, heaven is perfect order. Amen. The cherubim, the seraphim, the elders, you know, all the angels, all the hosts, everything. There's no dust, no dirt up under the carpet there. You know, ain't nothing, ain't no grass that's tipped over and stuff spilled on the floor. No, everything in heaven is in order. Yes. And it's ruled by order. Yes. Spirit laws. Principles. Amen. And that's how God rules. That kingdom on the inside of us should work from the inside to the outside of us, to where our life takes on a certain order.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.restlifefl.com. That's www.restlifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Worthing Associates Financial and Estate Planning, family owned and operated, serving families like yours for over 25 years. 772-403-5879. We make retirement easy. Securities and advisory services offered through Harbor Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA/SIPC.